Welcome to Shomar Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Luinish Basam Yaakov Sholom Neabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'abas for Daf Kuf Tetzayin. The Gemara in Mudara brings on Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Abshirim Ben Yochai Kol Sheinoy Meniach Ben LeYorsher. Someone does not leave a son to inherit him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mole Olov Evro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry on him. There's an anger in him from Shemaim. The Gemara brings a pasuk to that effect. Now the question is, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be angry in somebody who doesn't have children? What's shot in that? So the Yadurumai explains, we're not talking about somebody who doesn't have children when he tried to have children. We talk about somebody who never tried to have children, he never got married, or he made sure not to have children. Someone like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry in him. Someone who's not oisik b'priya of the review. So already the Achronim point out that this is not doesn't fit with the Hemshach HaGemara, because the Gemara later brings up Yochanan. And the Mashmah see the Gemara is comparing the case of Rabbi Yochanan that had 10 children who died to the case that we're just speaking about right here. And by Rabbi Yochanan, he was oisik in Pir Viriviya, just as kids died. So in the Sefer Devar Eliyo, he wants to say that the Pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan is bringing the name of Shir Baruch Hai, that it says that Kishbo was angry in him, that is only someone who's not oisik in Pir Viriviya. The Pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan brings, that it says, Velo Yeru Elokim, he's not a Yore Elokim, that refers to Rabbi Yochanan. You have to understand why that answers the question so much, but at least the anger is not there. But from the other Rishayim in the Sugya is clear that the Gemara compares what Rabbi Yochanan says on the name of his own, and then what he says in the name of Hashem Baruch Hai. So according to the other Rishayim, you can't say this answer. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So many of the Achronim learn it's not a pshat that he did anything wrong, but it's a simen mishamayim that something here is wrong. And that's the Mashmos over here in the Rashbam as well. And that's what the Reim, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi and Chumash brings, that the pshat is there's some sign over here that something is wrong. The Chassid Sofer adds that everyone in Klai Yisrael has a Shayrish in Torah, and even somebody who's an Amoritz. So maybe the Torah that needs to come from him won't come from him, will come from his son or from his grandson. But someone who has no children, that means there'll be no Torah coming out. Meaning the Shayrish of Torah is stopping by him and doesn't continue to the next generations. And now the Rabbah, the Pirush Sharif and then Yaakov says that only when someone had children and they died, then that means it's a bad sign. Someone who never had children to begin with, there's no sign over here. But if he had children HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from him, that shows that there's some anger from it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Achronim here have other explanations of the Gemara. And we'll say one Mahalach that fits the Kli Yoker in Bamidbar and the, what it's brought down, name of the Vilna Goyen. The Kli Yoker says what it means, Enunech Bun LeYorsher, means he has a child, but he doesn't teach him Torah and Mitzvahs. So he doesn't have a child who will continue his path. He doesn't have a child LeYorsher to be the Mamshech Darkoi. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. And the Goyen adds to it that there's two Yerushas. There's one Yerusha that a father bequeaths to his son his properties, his money, he gives him whatever he has. The other one is the son gives his father. As the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Bro Mizaki Abo, that when the son does Torah mitzvahs, he gives back to his father. Says the Vilna Goyen, that's checked in the words, Kola Sheinu Menech Ben LeYorshoi, a son that he can inherit the son. How do you inherit the son? Through the Torah of the mitzvahs of the son. So someone who has children but doesn't teach them, doesn't mechanech them to grow in Torah and mitzvahs. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very angry at him. That's the pshat of the Kli Yoker and the Vilna Goyen. And then Mimele gives a whole new light in this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.